People are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
They built our country.
fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Oh, yeah. If you're just getting your morning started, we're winding down. It's 7:39 local time, 8:39 Eastern. Today, of course, is Wednesday, D.C., March 12th. And we're running right on through March. I'm going to tell you, every single day, I wake up in awe at what God is doing, how the seasons are changing, and how we just never, ever really know.
And I wake up every single morning with a great sense of gratitude. And I hope that you do as well. And if you haven't, just think about those things that you can be grateful for this wind down Wednesday. Now, as you're traveling in, hopefully feeling a sense of gratitude, looking around as the sun comes up, hopefully you will remember to give yourself enough time to get there safely. School buses, school kids, and school zones are in effect. You already know 9 a.m. is the magic hour, and we ask you every single morning that kids are in school to help our school bus drivers, our ladies and gentlemen who are responsible for making sure that our kids get there safely. They're making sure that they are safe. They're making sure that they get on the bus safe and they get off the bus safe. And we have to help by making sure that we watch out for those kids, especially since the time has changed. You know, it's dark in the morning. We're not able to see as well as what we were before. So as you're traveling in, make sure that you're watching out for kids standing at bus stops. Make sure that you're slowing through those school zones and help our crossing guards and our resource officers. Those ladies and gentlemen also do a fabulous job. And I know some mornings are simply better than others in terms of time. And, you know, those mornings when you're just on it and you have enough time, and those mornings when you just don't have enough time and you got to stop by McDonald's for breakfast, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, I'm loving it. We stop every single morning for breakfast for young David Christmas to make sure that he gets his morning off to a good start, make sure that he's ready as the day and the morning gets started. And we know that you do as well. And this is what I want to share with you this morning. And this is what the experts say, that there's 6 daily rituals that you absolutely can't afford to skip. And the first, DC, is a morning routine. And I know David Christmas is all about routine. He is all about consistency. And the experts say that some people enjoy reading the paper, drinking a quiet cup of coffee, while others use the time to exercise, to run, whatever it is that they like to do. And they say a few simple minutes of food prep the night before and setting the alarm at the right pace for your morning is a great, great start. It's a great place to begin. And for us, number 2 is prayer and meditation. Studies show that regular meditation and prayer can positively affect your heart and benefit your mind. So if you haven't started it, take a few minutes in the morning, especially when you have kids. I don't know about you guys, but man, sometimes you just, well, you got to pray all the time, but sometimes those kids will just push you to a point where you really got to pray. And what we started doing a long time ago is praying together in the morning, making sure that not only our morning gets off to a good start, but his does as well. And experts say that this is really important. And the next thing they talk about, oddly enough, or surprisingly enough, is family rituals. It says, you don't do your best work when you're feeling guilty and distracted. So these things often come from grabbing nightly fast foods for dinner, skipping after school performances and sports, and missing important parent-teacher conferences due to working late. It says, even if your nightly dinner is reheated like leftovers from the weekend, rather than eating out, it's just better. And so what we like to do is make sure, now we may not do this every night, but at least 3 times a week, we want to make sure that we all sit down as a family and eat dinner. Then the next thing the experts say, DC, is commitment to perform at a high standard during the day. And I think it goes back to what we were saying yesterday. It's about your thinking. You have to commit to perform at a high standard. And it's also important to hold our kids accountable for performing at high standards, making sure that they get the best out of themselves and we get the best out of ourselves. And I think that we can start as parents, teachers, and leaders by getting the best out of ourselves. And the next, they say, staying connected to friends, making sure that we keep that contact, making sure that we keep those lines open. And then the last thing they say to a great day is making sure in the evening after the day is over that you power down. And most of us, in this computer-savvy age, we have not allowed ourselves to power down. We're answering emails all through the night. And we're guilty of it. We are on the computers. We're doing all sorts of work at home. And the experts say that, you know what, when you power down at night, you give your mind that rest, you give your body that rest, then you're going to be all the better. You're going to be all the better for the next day. Hey, everybody, it's Wind Down Wednesday. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, they're making patients better and faster. It's their top priority. For an appointment, for more information, you can phone them at 318-445-9700. Remember, you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And don't forget, this is the month for your financial checkup at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with Heart. They are the Credit Union with Heart. Listen, you can get, you can go in and you can have all of your finances checked up on. You can get a free credit report and you can make sure that you are on point, especially if you want to get with the folks and purchase a new home, purchase a new vehicle. A lot of people are purchasing new boats or used boats. Well, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union can help. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play down in the parish. You can go to their Facebook page by clicking the Avoyelles or typing in the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, or you can phone them at 800-833-4195. And don't forget, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. You're on point, everybody. It's Wind Down Wednesday. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Hey, I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I'll make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no girl to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Now there is the song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note. Like good little children, don't worry, be happy. Now listen to what I said. In your life expect some trouble. When you worry you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry.
Hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and doesn't that one take you back? Don't worry, be happy. Well, you know now there is a whole DC happiness movement. And when you hear that song, you just sort of think maybe it was really ahead of its time. And so many people are walking and going about their day worrying and forgetting to be happy and forgetting the simplicity of life. And this morning, as we were meditating and getting ready for work this morning, getting ready to come in, that's really what we were meditating on, simplicity and how to just be happy right where we are. And it has taken a lot of years for us to really simplify our lives and really sort of embrace this whole live happy movement. But I think that we have done it and we are happier for it, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, it doesn't mean that every day is not without its challenges, or that you are just sort of above the challenges of life. But we've made a decision to be happy. We've made a decision to be happy right where we are.
Yes.
And to simplify our lives.
Yes, indeed.
And so for you, talk about that simplicity and what that has meant. Because that was really important this morning, and especially looking back on our lives and how we've simplified things.
Well, you know, I was a drama king. You know, I
was a drama king.
Yeah. You know, but now I just kind of just let them.
Not as dramatic.
I try to let things develop and let them be what they're going to be, because what I realized today is that I don't have control of things. You know, in the times I thought I had control, that was just an illusion. You know, God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all I'm like a little, you know, and this is how I really look at it, Corlette. I'm just a little, like on the beach,
mm-hmm.
just a pebble of sand,
uh-huh.
and there's just so many other pebbles of sand on the beach, and you know, that's what I am. I'm just here to coexist with God in the universe.
Absolutely. And you know, this morning when we were really meditating on simplicity, it really made me think about mm-hmm. how elaborate and how lavish and how over the top we were in pretty much every area of life. And then I think powers that were beyond our control really made us have to become more simplistic. And we did it sort of kicking and screaming, but now aren't we so grateful that our lives are so much more simple?
Absolutely. I know I am, Corlette. I mean, I'm just elated. I'm just happy.
I am too. And every single morning we wake up and we find one or two or several things to just be happy about. And isn't it a choice?
It's a choice that we make.
It's a choice that we make.
You know, we can decide to be okay with where we are, or we can decide to, you know, fight against it.
Mm-hmm. And as you were listening to Don't Worry, Be Happy, it took you back to a time where things were just really chaotic.
Oh, man. Talking about chaotic. We were, it's 1988. We were living in Baton Rouge with five guys in one apartment, and, man, it was something. But, you know, I listened to what he said at the end when he said, don't worry, you know, you're only going to make it double. Mm-hmm. And that is just absolutely the truth. You know, by taking a situation and worrying about it, all you do is make it double, you know?
Absolutely. And on this Wind Down Wednesday, we want to really encourage people not to worry, but to be happy and to make the choice to be happy. And then there are a lot of people that have experienced, and we've talked about it pretty much every day in some way, shape, form, or fashion, so many people that are going through. And it's hard when you're going through, DC, to find that glimmer mm-hmm. of light. Absolutely. And that happiness. It really is hard.
It is.
And so in that, you really have to push yourself to be happy.
Well, what I found, Carlette, is, you know, and I say this a lot, you know, happiness is a byproduct of just doing what's right. You know, I try not to seek happiness so much. You know, for me, you know, contentment is the order of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand and appreciate now, at the age I am now, that things are going to go bad sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that doesn't mean I have to be in a bad state when something goes bad. I mean, you know, like the situation with my boat. You know, my neighbor came, you know, I mean, and I'm
what happened with your boat?
Well,
that made you,
right.
That made you a little not unhappy, but a little concerned.
Yeah, I'm having to change the whole axle on the trailer mm-hmm. of my boat. And I mean, but then I look at the things that I'm grateful for because it happened right as I was leaving the lake
mm-hmm.
and I made it all the way home.
Right.
You know, it could have broken off and I would have just been out there stuck. And if I would have went on Sunday, that's what would have happened.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So, but I was able to make it home, and I had it at home, and I was saying, you know, how am I going to get this baby taken care of? I really don't want to drive it to LA. You know, went down the street to one of my neighbors, and lo and behold, his son used to do this type of work. So they came down, you know, graciously enough, and they are helping me to fix it, and I may even be able to fish this Saturday. You know, because we're, you know, I mean, but, you know, but I could have been all disgruntled about it. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, but what I decided was it's going to be what it's going to be. The worst case scenario is I may not be able to fish this weekend, but, you know.
And somebody is saying that's really, you know, that's a small problem compared to some
but
of
no,
the
but
big
we're
ones.
Not, but we're not looking at the problem. We're looking at how we approach the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it doesn't matter what the problem is, if it's big, if it's a small problem. What we're talking about is how we the approach to the problem. See, the approach to the problem is what causes us to feel or be what we are.
Mm.
So, you know, I can look at a problem, any problem, and I can try to find a solution to it and say, okay, this is done. I can't undo this with Trump money. I'm going to have to just try to find a solution. Or I can look at it and go off into a drama spin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so today, at the age that I am now, I decide to do what? I decide to look at the situation and see what I can do to get it right because I have all the tools at my disposal
mm-hmm.
to take care of it. And God is putting people in place, you know, like my neighbors. You know,
absolutely.
I had absolutely no idea that they would know how to do anything about this. But what I did was reached out to Benny, and lo and behold, he had all the information, tools, everything you need to get this situation handled. All we need to do is get the parts and it's going to be done.
And that's, I think, why the experts say, and it just bears out, being able to reach out to people and connect with people. People literally have
right.
what it is that we need, but we never know because we never reach out. We never open up our mouths and say, can you help?
Absolutely. And, you know, people are a power greater than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can reach out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I say all that to say, you know, we make a decision about the things that happen, you know, the things that we may believe that are, you know, the devil doing this or people causing these problems
mm-hmm.
in our lives when, you know, if we wouldn't have any problems, and it was like Pastor Charles from Opelousas was saying the other day, you know, what would the sunshine be without the rain?
Absolutely.
We would probably just complain about it all the time.
Oh, it's yeah. It's too much sun.
Exactly. So, you know, I look at, and, you know, this is just from my perspective. Mm-hmm. I look at the obstacles of life to say, you know what? That shows me that I'm 6 foot above ground and I can work it out today.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. There's a lot of people who would love to have the problems that we have today, and they're in the graveyard.
Absolutely.
They'd love to be in a body.
Right.
You know, because
to be able to work it out.
They're still spirits, but they don't have a body to operate on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, when you look at it, when I look at it like that, Carlette, it's just not that big of a deal. I don't care what it is. I don't care, you know, what happens, you know, if the house burns down. Like Rosa said, you have things in place to deal with that.
Absolutely.
And you deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to just stop living and give up because something catastrophic happens or something fortuitous happens.
Absolutely.
We have to stay with it and live and enjoy life as it comes our way.
And you know what else our confession said this morning, and I want to share this with our listeners as they hopefully are on this movement to be happy, to live happy, and to live in contentment. The great spiritual teacher and leader, Kenneth Hagin, said, you know what? We are not going to focus on what the enemy is doing. We're going to focus on what God is doing. And how many of us, during the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, are focusing on what the devil is doing, the demonic that is happening in the universe? And you'll hear people say it all the time. You never hear anything good. The devil sure is busy. Well, you know what? DC and I have written it up on our wall at home so that we can make some other confessions that we will not confess. We will not make those negative confessions, DC, and we will not give the enemy place
right
in our lives.
Absolutely.
And we're just not going to talk about what he's doing, but instead we're going to talk about the greatness of the power greater than ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so with that said,
hopefully that boat will be ready.
That's what your focus is on, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to switch gears just a little bit because you said something so good to me this morning, and I probably didn't want to hear it, but I needed to hear it, and I suspect that there's a mom out there that needs to hear it too.
What's that?
About nagging young Deuce Christmas. There were some things that we were not necessarily happy with, some challenges. And challenges that didn't have to be challenges.
Right.
And so in mother style, I went on and on and on. And I think that women need to hear what you said about nagging because it is important. And we think that it's getting our point across. We think we're making the difference, but we're really not. Can you remember? I know, but
script.
I just... You've
just flipped the script.
It is, but somebody's getting ready to drop their kid off this morning, and they need to hear that.
Well, what I was telling you is I think that when you, and I don't know if nagging is a good word, but when you're constantly, you always have something that you need to talk about that's not right, that, look, you needed this, that, mm-hmm. that. You know, I think you go into a place where you're getting into that nagging area. And what happens when you start to do that nagging, because see, what I noticed with young David Christmas and you, a lot of times you'll say things to him and he'll dismiss it,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't think that's because you're less powerful. I think it's because you're becoming ineffective because you're on every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that don't even mean that much to you.
Am I nitpicking?
Yeah, you. I think what he's doing is finding a way to cope with that. And what happens is he sort of shuts down
mm-hmm.
when you come in, and he may end up missing something that's very important
mm-hmm.
because he'll lump the very important stuff in with the little minor naggy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice with me, when I talk to him, it's a little bit different because he knows that when I'm saying it, I don't really just talk to talk.
Right.
Or to, you know, I don't really just speak to him because I just like having long, drawn-out conversations with him for my health. You know, I do that for his health. And so, you know, he gets that, look, something is being said here. And 9 times out of 10, I've told him things that have come back to bite him before.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's starting to understand that when I tell him stuff, he better really pay attention to it because he may end up losing something. Not only, I also let him know that he is going to lose something if he doesn't do what he needs to do.
Right.
You know, you're not going to be sitting up on computers, iPads, cell phones, video games, and you're making D's or C's.
Right.
You know, that's for people who make excellent grades.
Absolutely. So for moms, and I think that the language is very different between moms and young men, especially when they're becoming young men. And we still, I said this the other day, I alluded to it, we still sort of treat them like little boys or babies. One simple thing that you can say as a man that will help a mom this morning, to be effective when she's trying to get her point across. Is there like one thing that you can think of that will help? I need you. Is there one thing that you can think of that will help a mom that's dropping a son off this morning? He's gotten on the phone, yo, right in the middle of the conversation. But I know, moms, I think you're probably just like me. I think I'm sort of struggling to find my place in now our young man's life, and I'm still trying to be relevant. And maybe sometimes I'm just a little bit too nitpicky, and maybe you might be too. And when you look at the way that a man communicates with a boy, it is diametrically opposed. What I mean is it's 100 times different from the way that moms communicate with their sons. And so this morning, I guess I was kind of just sort of feeling that, and DC just brought it to my attention. He said, you know, just be careful. You don't have to be on every little thing where the things that are important, that are really, really important to you, that he doesn't hear those things. And so as we travel in every morning, it's an opportunity for us to fellowship. It's an opportunity for us to pray with him, even though he's at a Christian school and they pray a lot. But we pray in the morning because we want his day to get started on the right foot. We want our day to get started on the right foot. And we pray for some specific things. We pray over his mind, and we pray over his ears, that he's got ears to hear and eyes to see, that he's an open container to be filled, and that he's teachable and he's coachable. And so these are all the things that we do them every single morning. And as we told him, it's not just a ritual. It's not just something we do just because we do it. We do it because we're petitioning God for those things that we want. We're speaking those things that are not as though they were. And this morning, and I don't even know why I'm going here. Maybe this is for somebody, but this morning, what I decided personally is that after GC and I dropped young David Christmas off, is I decided that I am going to do my best to relinquish control. Because as a controller, we want to control our kids. And I said to God this morning, please help us as parents to help this young man that you have given us to be all that you have called him to be, not all that we think or I think he should be, but what you have called him to be. And I don't know, when I said that, I sort of got a sense of peace and a relief that I don't have to do anything. All we have to do as parents is set the example and really try to lead our kids in the direction that they should be going. And that's really all you can do. You can't control what they do, but you put those good positive things in, and that's what will come out. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday, and when we come back, I'm going to get DC to give you one thing that he thinks that we as women can do to encourage our boys that will be absolutely effective. Remember, Magnolia State Mortgage, it's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, they're there to help you. If you're wanting to purchase your first home, you're wanting to refinance, or just simply invest You can phone them at 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, don't forget, Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and keep them that way through quality preventive care. Remember, the deadline to sign up for affordable care is March 31st. Vantage is helping make healthcare work. The number 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. And I want to thank all of the people that have already called Vantage. And if you haven't, what are you waiting for? We'll be giving the number throughout the show. You're on point. It's 15 after 8 local time, 15 after 9 Eastern time. We're back after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that It has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer. And just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're going to love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click Like Octavia, OCTAVIA. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're well on your way on this wind down Wednesday. It's 24 minutes after 8 a.m. local time, 24 minutes after 9 Eastern. And before we went to break, I was talking about nagging may not be a good word, but essentially maybe we're sort of overdoing it with our kids. And I was talking about, especially with our young men, how sort of women have different ideologies about connecting with our young men, especially as they're
men do that too now.
Some men, you think, do that too?
Well, you know, some men were raised by their mothers.
Hmm.
They have a tendency to kind of do that kind of thing a little bit over the top. Probably not as much, but, you know.
And so I was saying, do you see, for those moms.
Well, I can be a nag sometimes, too. You know that.
Well, I guess we all can. I guess
get
it's.
It from his mom.
You're a mess.
I'm going to stop that. Big granny. Big G. Big G. Big G.
Good morning, Big G. Thank you for listening.
Swayze.
Yeah.
Swayze out there.
Down in Bunktown.
Swayze in the B-Town. Let everybody know, too. A lot of people don't know that Moore has moved back to Bunk.
Mm-hmm.
From Lafayette. She was down there about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I was really just kind of wanting to share, and maybe just for all of us, if we are too over the top with our kids, how we can be more effective in communicating so that our kids won't tune us out and so that they will get the message that we're trying to send. And I was saying to you, especially with women, we communicate so differently with our sons. And I was thinking if there was just sort of one thing that you could say to moms that would help them in better communicating with their sons. Do you know what that might be?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. And what you could do is kind of pay attention to it, and what you'll find is that it's not working. And you're wondering, why isn't it working? Right?
Right.
If you really pay really close attention, you're saying, wow, I just said the same thing to him, and he really didn't respond to it the way that he did when someone else did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because he's filtering it out.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, when you tend to overstate stuff a bunch to people, they'll probably miss. And that's not just for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that those are little people that we have control over. But if you're doing it in the real world, if you're on a job and you're constantly overstating things to people,
mm-hmm.
they have a tendency to start shutting you out, too.
And so what do you think the key is for not being shut out and getting our message across effectively?
Well, you really have to say what you mean and mean what you say. And, you know, as the kids get to know you, they know what they can get away with. So you can't let them get away. I pride myself in not letting David get away with anything.
Hmm.
Every now and then I'll let him get away with something maybe small, but that's because I've decided to do that. But for the most part, he knows that if I tell him, bring all the electronics in at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
that means bring all of the electronics and check them in at 9:30.
Right.
Because really, at some ages, they just don't have the discipline to be able to shut that stuff down. So what I have to do is help him in that area.
Right.
You know,
and
he
so,
needs me to help him in that area.
And so now you don't even have to tell him to check his,
brings
right.
him, check it in. That way you don't have to worry about, look, I'm staying up at night thinking it's over there. You can go on to sleep because you know you will not be playing that anymore tonight.
And so the takeaway for moms this morning is mean what you say and say what you mean.
Yes.
And don't keep saying the same thing over and over with no real consequences,
no,
I guess.
No. And for me, you know, if I tell him that I'm going to do something, then I'm going to do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you like the situation we had yesterday. I'd love you to handle it yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I tell him he needs to do something and he says, look, I can handle this myself. I don't need y'all's input in this area.
And see, that's where the mother is different.
Right, because you were wanting to overrule.
Right. And so let me kind of give this scenario and a little bit what happened. There was a situation that and it wasn't a problem, but it was just something that needed.
Well, just go ahead and say what it is. He had a D in a. He has a D.
Yeah, he has a D.
In his progress report.
Right.
He has a D right now.
Right.
All right.
And so I said, my thing was to helicopter mom in and say, I helicoptered in.
You really did.
Okay, boom, this is the problem. Yeah, you have a D. All right, this is the problem. And this is from a kid who's just so smart. Okay. So, I helicoptered in and I came up with a solution. And his dad said, Well,
let's give the totality of the story. If we're going to tell it, let's tell it all.
Okay.
You know, your solution was to go over to the tutoring place and play $590.
Right.
To get.
Which we both agreed is a good investment.
I believe that, yeah. I believe it's a good investment. I really do.
Absolutely.
I don't have a problem with that investment, especially if it's going to do what we needed to do.
Right.
So basically, that's where you were.
That's where I was. I called and made the appointment immediately.
Right.
I got right on it. And then when you talked to young David Christmas, you said what to him?
Well, young David Christmas admitted that he was not trying at all in the class, mm-hmm. and that he was basically putting the class off until the end,
mm-hmm.
because he felt that the class is easy and he was going to be able to catch up, and it just sort of got out of hand. It got out of control, and that he was going to reel it back in.
And so you told him what about?
Well, I said to him that of that money that's going to have to be paid, I'm not paying it. It's going to come out of his money. Now, the amount of money that he has is about $300, so he's going to have a negative $290 because I'm not going to pay twice.
Right.
That was my thing to him.
Right.
So if you can't go in and make the grade you need to make, then you need to pay to go in and figure out how to make the proper grade because you're not paying attention in class.
And that was the dad's perspective. Now, the mom's perspective is, let's go get tutoring.
And let's not make him pay his own money.
Yes, and I did say let's not make him pay his own money.
Yeah, you did say that. That's absolutely ludicrous.
And so my
will be paying your own money.
And so my whole thing.
He loves that money, though.
And so my whole thing, my whole thing is the way that we handle things totally different.
Right.
And so you said to him, okay, you got it.
Well, he said this. He openly admitted that, look, the class is not a problem. I've just not been, and I teach him how to man up. In other words, say what it is.
Say the truth.
Yeah, because we've already spoken with the teacher. We know what you're doing. We know what's going on in the class. We know why you're not making a grade. So he decides that I've been telling him to man up since he was at least 11.
Mm-hmm.
You got to man up, buddy. If you did it, you did it. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it, and we'll back you up, but we know you're telling the truth. Okay, so his thing was, okay, basically exactly what the teacher said. He said the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he manned up and owned it. And once he owned it, I said, well, listen, here's what we're going to do. Your mother and I have decided to send you over to this place where they're going to teach you the math stuff.
Right.
Right. He decided that we told him also, I told him, which Carlette didn't know, well, she didn't think he had to pay his money. She whispered, what is it to pay his money?
I didn't think that was fair.
Right. But I think it's fair. And so he's back there really deciding, wow, man, I can't believe this. So he decides that he really does. I said, well, do you have a problem with it? He said, yeah, I have a problem with it. I said, well, what's your problem? He said, I don't want to pay that money. So I said, okay, what alternative do you have other than paying the money to go in and get the tutoring? What would you do? What is your solution?
What's his proposal?
Right. He said, this is not a problem at all. All I need to do is go in there and do it because it's not hard. I've just let it get a little bit out of hand. I'm telling you, I got it. So what I ask him is this. Are you prepared to deal with the consequences of not getting it done? And he said, whatever the consequences are, I'm prepared to deal with them. So like a man, he's saying, I can handle it. Let me take care of it for myself, which is what I'm trying to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, what I'm doing is not looking at the problem just on the surface.
Right.
I'm looking at the worst case scenario, which, what if he fails the class? Well, then he's going to have to pay for summer school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm looking at it. You and he are not looking at this far ahead.
Right.
Because that's how I see things way ahead of him.
Right.
So as I'm thinking about the whole thing, I'm thinking, well, shucks, I'm glad he's stepping up saying, I can handle it. I want to kind of handle it myself. I don't want y'all to handle it. Because that's how I need him to approach life.
Mm-hmm.
At 14, he's starting to learn that these are problems that I need to learn how to solve for myself. And he said, if y'all give me the opportunity, I will get this situation taken care of and keep my money and won't have to go spend time after school getting tutored. So if he can do that, I really don't have any more problems.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
But
if he fails at that, I already have a plan in place to get him back on track.
Right.
All right. Plus, he's not going to have any of his stuff anymore.
Right. And that's really.
And he's prepared to deal with those consequences.
And that's really how differently we think about situations as men and as women. The mother side of me wants to go and fix it. The man side of you says he needs to fix it himself. And I guess we just wanted to have this conversation this morning
because.
No, we didn't.
Just got a sprung. room.
Well, it's been.
We
it's,
had a guest coming, and they had to had some
scheduling conflicts this
had
morning.
Some things happen that, but no worries. I mean, you know.
And this has been bubbling over since yesterday, and sort of been on.
Just keep it real on this microphone.
Absolutely on my heart.
Real, baby.
And it's, you know, more and more, if we could keep it real with ourselves and with our kids, I think we'll come up with solution-based problems, and we won't. And, you know, I hope every parent will grasp this, that every time your child is not doing well, it's not necessarily the teacher.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, he did try to blame the teacher.
That. Oh, he tried that.
But we know better.
The teacher's a foreigner. He don't understand. He's not a good teacher. He tried that rocket science stuff.
Yeah.
He gets smarter than everybody.
Yeah. It is not always the teacher. It is probably more often than not your kid and my kid.
Absolutely. And so the reason why, too, Carlette, I know what's happening with him is because that was me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I had to. Remember when we were in college, you were saying, I would tell you, man, I don't think I did that well in that, in those two classes. And they'd come back with B's, and you'd be like, wow, man, how did you pull it off?
Right. And so I guess the moral of this story is that we have to find a way. We have to find a way to help our kids dig deeper.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means taking their things. It means holding them accountable. And when they need help, you know, it was your solution. And, of course, as parents being on the same accord, when you said he's going to take his own money, and then not only his own money, but his future earnings to pay for that.
Right.
And although I said, well, as parents, I think we should pay for it, you said no. I said, okay. And
but I don't understand. Why would we pay for that?
Because we're the parents.
But why would we pay? But okay, he's in school. We're doing what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Okay. If he's not doing what he's supposed to do, why should we pay for it?
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
And that's where men and women differ. I immediately helicoptered
back,
in,
back
and this,
and
you are a mess. back train and get your load.
Back train and get your load.
And moms.
Back it up and pick your load up.
And moms, this is where we miss it at, and I hope that this conversation will help you to say, I need to make my kids, whether they're boys or girls, young men or young women, I have to make them accountable, and the only way that they will get to accountability is if it starts at home. And we say to them, this is unacceptable. You are going to pay the price for not doing what you're supposed to do. And what we have said to him continually is that life is not going to be fair. People are not always going to be fair. You need to learn.
Right now. Let me hit you back.
Need to learn to hold your own. You need to learn to carry your load.
Hey, Mike.
And I think that if we do this as parents, if we start to make our kids more accountable, and we stop letting them make excuses, we stop saying it's the teacher's fault. The teacher couldn't teach effectively enough for my kid to learn. And we start looking at our kids, because when you teach them how to be honest, when it comes down to the rubber meeting the road, he had to say the same thing his teacher was saying. I'm not paying attention. I'm not doing my homework. I'm not carrying my load. And when we put kids into the world who don't understand how to carry their load, we make adults who don't know how to carry their load. And so I don't know why we just decided to share this, but maybe it will help somebody. Our honesty, our truth. This is just our truth. And a lot of people are going through it. We're not making our kids accountable. And at the end of the day, we're saying, why won't they work? Why won't they do this? Why won't they stay in school? Why won't they go to college? Why won't they get a job? Well, you know why? We never held them accountable. And it starts, we say it every single day, it starts with you and it starts with me. And I'm glad that DC stopped me from helicoptering in. I had made the appointment. I had set the schedule. I had determined in my mind when he could go and how it would work with our schedule and his schedule, and I had worked it all out. And the lady at the tutoring place, she said, is he okay with this? And I had a real, real long pause.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man.
And I'm thinking in my head, she asked me, is he okay with this? I'm like, he doesn't have a choice. And I told her, he doesn't get a vote in this. But we have to make sure that we're attentive. We have to make sure that we know what's going on with our kids. And I'm going to tell you, this is a wake-up call for us, and maybe it will be for you, too. That's how quickly your kids will get off track. They'll get off track, and you'll never know it until it's too late. And then we'll be trying to pick up the pieces at the last minute. So really, this is what it's about. It's about helping kids to become accountable. And that's how they become young adults that are accountable.
Absolutely.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, that was Mike just called about my...
No, you're not. No, you're not going to go there. No, you're not.
I had to answer that call.
No, yeah.
The boat's not going to be ready till Sunday.
Okay.
But that's all right.
Okay. So it's all about accountability. It's Wind Down Wednesday. It's 8:40. And if you're on your way in, I know you're getting there, and I know you're soaking up the conversation, because we all have to be accountable. And accountability starts with us as parents, and looking at our actions and making sure that we're making the right decisions and making sure that we're communicating effectively about what we expect and what we know our kids can do. And what we said to him is, if this is all you could do, it would be grand. But we know that you are bright. You are smart.
You is pretty.
You's intelligent.
You is smart. You're going to be tall.
You're going to be tall. We know that when we put those things in and we tell our kids who they are, and we know who they are, that we expect more. Southern Heritage Bank, everybody, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Don't forget about Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunky, you can reach...
Stop.
What?
Darlene's going to be here for Real Women Real Talk.
Uh-oh.
Friday, too. Lee!
That was an abrupt stop. That was a stop.
Well, I mean, you know, since you mentioned Sylvia's and Darlene.
Absolutely.
I just wanted everybody to know Darlene will be in the building on Friday.
You know what? I can't wait to see her, and I can't wait to see what's going on in her world, because I know it's something really, really... What?
It's big.
It's B-I-G.
B-I-G.
Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's can be reached in Bunky at 318-346-2540. Big shout out to Maurice St. Romain.
Big Mo in the house.
Her husband.
Big Mo with the big truck.
I wonder if they hunted. I know he hunted. I bet he snagged a lot of deer this season, huh?
I know he did.
Yeah. I wonder what season it is for him. We'll have to catch up and find out. Hey, don't forget, if you're sick or you just need care, Incarnate Word Community Clinic is absolutely free. They're located at 3351 Masonic Drive. It's a great place if you just got to go in. They've got urgent care. They've got physician appointments. They've got all sorts of clinics. And for more information, you can phone them at 318-448-6800. Lots of people call for the number on yesterday. Jeff Tarrant. Tarrant. Jeff Tarrant. We know it. We know a Torrent.
Jeff.
And we wanted to call him Torrent, but it's Tarrant. Jeff Tarrant, the administrator at Cabrini Hospital, came in yesterday and did an incredible job talking about the services that they have expanded and what they are planning to do, what they're doing now, and how they are meeting the needs of our community. One more time, the number for Incarnate Word Community Clinic, i.e. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. It's right across the street, 318-448-6800. Good morning, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more. Stay with us.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Chocolate Christmas.
The Bigger Show.
Bigger Show.
And the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Say that. Say that. Oh. OPT Network.
Well, buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we know that many of you are almost there at 7:54 local time. Excuse me, 8:54 local time. 9:54 Eastern Time. And this morning, we're switching gears just a little bit. It's Wednesday, of course, March the 12th. Saw a startling article this morning, D.C., talking about a burglary at Lakewood Church, talking about Joel and Victoria Osteen. Somebody stole $600,000 from the church March 8th and 9th. And, you know, when you read that, it was like, what do you say? Who steals from the church? And then not just steals from the church, but steals $600,000. And this is what Joel and Victoria said. They said, "We're heartbroken to learn today that the funds were stolen from the church over the weekend." And they said it included cash, checks, and envelopes containing credit card information. And they said, you know, they're just heartbroken about it. And, you know, I was just disheartened to hear. And I said to you, when we were reading the article, I said, who steals from the church? And you said it's probably somebody that was close in their, I guess, in their leadership team. And it wasn't just stolen, D.C., out of the, you know, like out of the basket, out of the, you know, the basket that you pass. It was stolen somehow out of the church's safe. And you said, yeah, that's probably an inside job. And, you know, when you look at the fact that people would have the audacity, I mean, the nerve to steal from God, you wonder what type of people they are. And then you wonder, after a situation happens like this that's so big and so public, you wonder what they will do and what mechanisms that they will put into place to prevent this from happening again. And will they be able to find and prosecute the person who has stolen from the church $600,000? And I said, you know, it just kind of speaks to where we are in life and what people think to do. And so this morning, they're trying to figure out what in the world happened to the church's money. Now, what they did say is that they are insured, you know, it is going to be taken care of. But the real issue is that an inside church member or staff member or someone had a closeness enough to where this money was being kept that they were able to steal $600,000. And that's a sad testament to people who say that they love God. And what would make somebody so desperate to steal $600,000 from the church? Not good at all. But you know what? They say they're going to investigate it, and hopefully they'll come up with the answers. But it was a shocking story. It was reported by the Houston Chronicle. And I said, wow, you know, there are attacks everywhere you look. But then when you look at what God is doing and the ministry that they have that spans to only God knows how many countries and across the world, they're doing amazing things. And there's always that thorn, that person, that demonic force that wants to come in to steal, kill, and destroy. But you know what? They will prevail. And we're going to think positive thoughts for them and about them. And we know that they're going to get this taken care of. Now, switching gears, you know, as we have sprang forward into the spring and new times, there have been so many articles, and I know that we can all, ladies, really, we can all really feel this in our own closets. I don't know about you, but now we're switching gears with our wardrobes. We're having to put away, well, almost put away the sweaters and all of the heavy clothes, and we're having to go in and we're having to get out those things that are cooler and softer colors, you know, getting ready for spring. And when you do that, you know, have you really purged your closet? You know, this is the time of the year that we want to purge our closets. We want to get rid of the old and really bless someone with that. And I was saying to a lady, a friend of mine, the other day, that some mornings you go into your closet, if you have not planned the night before, and you look at your closet, you look around, and you say, I have nothing to wear. What am I going to put on? And then you find yourself, after you go through that ritual, you find yourself putting on something that you wear